Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Peace and blessings, and welcome to Morning Coffee with Flava. Come on in, sit down, relax. I'm going to play some great music for you, share maybe a few thoughts, and, you know, let's get this party started. Do I call it a party? It is like, 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time. But anyway, let me put some music on, get my daddy situated, and I will be right back with you. So I'm going to start out today's show with Black Coffee by Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. Walk the floor, watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love, hand me down. Sunday in this weekday room, room, room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock four. Lord, how slow the moment goes. All I want to do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, out on a Monday, this Sunday dream gone too dry.
Thank you.
Look in my eyes, and maybe it's love, and maybe it's me, but you can be sure that I'm
All right. Good morning again, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Come in, sit down, relax. I'm going to share some great music with you, share some thoughts with you, even up the open up the phone lines if there's anybody that wants to call in, especially if you are an artist. And I know, again, I'm going to really, really stress this. I know it appears when I do the radio shows that it's all about musical talents. It's not. I love all types of art forms. I love artists, period. I started out in this industry, this business, as a book reviewer. I used to host open mics at my coffee house, Flava Coffee House. So I love just all types of art forms. So I would love to hear from you. You know what? We are getting ready to step into the holiday season. And I think this is the perfect time for you as creative souls that have product to sell. I don't care if it was created this year or 5 years, 10 years ago. If it's a quality product and you have some on hand, I think you really need to figure out how to create a promo and start marketing that art and sell it. You know, I push for people to pay attention to the underground independent artists. And again, when I say underground independent, I'm not only speaking about music. I'm speaking about all art forms. And so that's why I do what I do, is because I love you guys. I love the artists that are not out there in the mainstream spotlight. I try to, you know, provide avenues for artists to get their shine on. Okay, it may not be much, you know, but I got a pretty decent following around the world. And, you know, this is a great place. If you're not used to talking about yourself, this is a great place to call in and start and get used to telling people who you are and what you do. The funny thing is, guess what? People, if they don't know about you, they are not going to come knocking on your door to say, hey, do you have a book? Do you have a piece of art? Do you have some music to sell? They're not. You're going to have to bring your own shine to yourself, and I'm willing to help you, especially if you're quality, okay? So the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I opened up today's show with a local talent out of the Pacific Northwest, well, I guess talents, and I opened up with Black Coffee by Jose Juicy Gonzalez, going into my girl Raj Dulari with her new single, Natural. You really, really need to pay attention to Raj Dulari because she is on a mission. Go find her on Facebook. Go find her on Twitter and pay attention. She is a woman with a purpose, and she's very goal-driven, and she is amazing. So how are you this morning? I'm feeling really good myself. Got my daddy situated with his breakfast. I got my coffee. No, it's not black coffee. I can't do that. I can't do that. When I had my coffee shop, I'm a very good barista, but I am very partial to vanilla. So when I had Flava, I used to always make myself a vanilla latte, or better yet, a vanilla breve. Breve means half and half. Yeah, that thick stuff, you know, that's not good for your heart and all of that. But that was just kind of like my yummy treat. And I think for me, coffee is not necessarily about drinking it and needing the caffeine. It's more so about the experience of it. I wasn't a coffee drinker before I built Flava Coffee House. That's so funny. It was just far and few between that I would go somewhere and get some coffee. And I didn't have a coffee maker. You know, and then it was presented to me, you know, what type of business would I want to build if I was to have my own business? And I thought about a coffee shop. I used to be a domestic violence advocate prior to Flava. And when we would step away from the chaotic emergency issues we were dealing with our clients at an emergency domestic violence shelter, we would go to a coffee shop. And so I really kind of loved that atmosphere. It was very relaxed, the music, the smells of the coffee. There was something about it that just kind of brought a peace. And so I thought to myself, I wanted to create a place that embraced diversity. I wanted to create a place that felt safe and a place that, you know, kind of just allowed you to relax. allowed you to feel like you were a part of a community if you wanted that. And the funny thing is that there were customers that came on a regular basis, and maybe they didn't engage each other. But there was something about a comfort because they always found a way to acknowledge, whether it was in an actual greeting to each other or just, you know, eye contact and all, and a smile. And so that's what I want and hope that I bring here on Slava News Radio, is kind of that sense of welcoming and a sense of comfort and a sense of, you know, understanding that, you know, I'm here to support you as creative souls. I'm here to support you as a small business owner. I know the struggles of a small business owner. And I think that's why I fight so much for people to pay attention and understand, you know, the importance of supporting, you know, creative souls. We have no problems in getting out there and supporting mainstream artists. Let's think about it. No problems with that, right? Digging in our pockets, spending that money, yet we might tell an artist that is not in a mainstream spotlight that we love them and appreciate what they're creating, yet we really struggle, you know, to dig in our pockets and support their projects or products in that way. So think about that. So I'm really going to push the next, you know, few months that if you're into the holidays and you give holiday gifts, or if you even want to treat yourself, you know, find an artist online that you love and, you know, think about, you know, finding out if they've got a product for sale and get that for your loved ones or for yourself. So, yeah, I get on my soapbox. It's very easy for me to do that, isn't it? But, you know, this is why I do what it is that I do, and I'm blessed. 4 years I've been on the air. 4 years, you know, my life is so very, very busy that it kind of went past me like, okay, this is November. And November is when you started, you know, doing radio 4 years ago. It started out as being called The Mosaic Show with Blavin LA. That was my business partner back then, LA. And it started out as one show. I think we did it maybe an hour. And, of course, we played, you know, independent underground music. And I had no idea at that point when we started it that it would take off and that I would still be here 4 years later loving doing it. Sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I kind of crave it. That might sound kind of crazy, but at first it was strange for me to feel like I was talking to myself. And then I kind of got used to it. Maybe it's because many people call in and challenge me on my thoughts. I don't know, but I welcome that. I mean, if you're like, Flava, that's kind of crazy. You know, I welcome you to challenge me on my thoughts and all, because that's where I think growth comes in. I think when people can have healthy dialogue, communications around topics, you know, I think everybody comes with their own perspectives. And it's okay, really, to share, you know, those thoughts and, you know, your feelings, because we all come up from our own walks of life and, you know, bottom line is, you know, not all of us think the same, and there's reasons why we don't think the same. So guess what? I'm going to start out with a piece, which is one of the first pieces that I ever played when I started being on the radio. This is I Love My Life by Black Stax.
I hope he never feels how that felt, but he showed me a few things I can't keep to myself. I'll share them with his grandchild, whom he has never ever met. But I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing,
We could be someplace else. Someday we'll travel far, my friends. But for today, this is my place. Wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything. You know that I wouldn't change a thing, 'cause that would change everything.
I miss you, baby. I miss you, baby. Yeah.
talk or what they say. They tell the story of my life, of my life, of my la 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 life. I lost my dad as a little boy. Plus a house up on a hill. New friends, new school, new way of life, way of life. Everything we once knew had changed.
What they say,
whatever don't break you, was said to you to make you stronger in the end. And we were never the same. With me. La 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 la.
Makes me weak.
sky's been shining down on me. Days sunny and free. Got a feeling that you'll keep me safe from harm. Me and you, we got something. And in this world you can get lost, but with you as my guide,
Lady Flavor coming at you from Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I'm so sorry that I started talking before that song was over. I wasn't paying attention, obviously, but come on in, sit down. You know, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being here. And thank you to everybody that comes and checks out the archives of this particular show. This used to be the number one show. Some other shows have kind of popped up there. Hip-hop. The hip-hop show is number one right now. It was like the last. Now it's number one. And then in second place, it's now Flava's Jazz. But third place is Flava Coffee House. So I thought about, well, I was playing those tracks, and I'll tell you who I just played. But I was thinking about this, you know, why do I call it Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style? The reason being is that I actually had a coffee house called Flava. From 2003 to 2008. When I started doing this particular show, which I thank my girl April Sims out there in Washington, D.C., for encouraging me to call a show Flavor Coffee House. My people here in Seattle thought that I had reopened. And so I had to make it really clear to them that this is a radio show. It does feel a little awkward saying Flavor Coffee House online radio style, but I didn't know how to, you know, emphasize that it was actually a radio show. So that's why it's that. But I think that I might work on, you know, kind of shortening it and figuring out a clever way of just, you know, saying Flavor Coffee House and that it is a radio show versus a physical location. But welcome. And again, thank you so much for being here. I played my family, Black Stacks. If you know me and you follow me, you know I work really, really closely with that group. They're hip-hop soul. They are being written about all over the world. We're working on getting them out of the state and to some other locations. People are interested. So come 2014, watch for Black Stacks coming to potentially your area, wherever that might be. Then I went into Jonathan Winstead. He's an exciting new artist that I've just recently been introduced to, and he performed at Soul Factory Presents at the Drome in October. Unfortunately, I couldn't see it because normally I tune in to Gander TV, and Gander TV wasn't working, but I played his track, I Miss You, Girl. And Black Stacks, of course, I had to play I Love My Life, right? That's a theme song. That one's going to be a classic. Then I went into two artists that are out of Righteous Music Media Group. and the reason being that I went that direction is because Miles Anthony, who is the manager, owner, CEO, whatever, of Righteous Music Media, record label and management, he has been with me since 2009. And Darian Dean, his artist that I played, If These Walls Could Talk, is one of the first artists, too, that I started playing here on Flavor News Radio back then. Miles has been so kind to me. I call him my mentor. I call him my friend. You know, he has opened himself up, and he's helped educate me, you know, on the music scene and giving me information, connections, resources, made himself available to me. And so, you know, I pay attention to him. I pay attention to what he pays attention to. And from that, I've learned and grown, you know, into being somebody better, you know, in this industry. And then I played Margot B with her song Complete. Darian Dean right now is on a cruise. It actually starts today, Capital Jazz Cruise. It's called the Super Cruise. And last year, I believe, was his first year doing it. And just, I mean, an array of amazing talents are on that particular cruise performing for the people. One day, I hope I can go on it. You know, from Larry Graham, you know, to Charlie Wilson, Eric Roberson, you know, and Darian Dean. Jay Soul is another artist I play here on Flavor News. He's on that particular cruise right now. They're going around the Caribbean and, you know, just wowing the people that are on that boat. Oh, I should say ship. You know, with some amazing, amazing music. And so, again, he's out of Righteous Music Media with Miles Anthony. Miss Margot B, what can I say about her? She's all over the mainstream media right now. She is an actress singer on HBO series The Boardwalk Empire. She has been written up around the world. She's been written up by some of the big people in the industry. Beautiful woman, extremely talented, and again, she's with Righteous Music Media. So, you know, you just never know, you know, where artists may go when they have the right team behind them and, you know, are able to walk through those doors of opportunity to be able to take their career, you know, in a great, great direction. Again, this is my anniversary month, so I'm kind of trying to touch on some artists and some people that have been influential in my life, in this industry, in the last 4 years. Excuse me. So, you know, when I started doing radio in 2009, I had no idea where it was going to go. And to be honest with you, I had no idea that I would be anybody in this industry, really, but what I called an artist cheerleader, you know. And I do what I do because I believe in independent artists. And, again, it's not just music talents. It's all art forms. I love anything that's creative, you know. There are some amazing chefs out there that I know. There are jewelry makers. Oh, Yarn Couture down there in Texas, she makes the most beautiful things out of yarn. Beautiful things, like things you couldn't even think could be made out of yarn, she creates, you know. To books, you know, and spoken word, and, you know, I love all kinds of art forms. And so I tried to think, you know, how could I really, really represent what it is that I really love and believe in. And again, I thank my girl April Sims for encouraging me to do a show that kind of represents where it all started, which was Flava Coffee House right here in Seattle, Washington. So thank you so much for tuning in. Next Saturday, I'm kind of going to do my anniversary show. My girl Neil Soldier is going to join me on that particular show. And I told her she gets to ask me the hard questions. She's going to actually interview me. And I hope that you'll tune into that show because I think you'll learn a little bit more about who I am, why I do what I do, how I think. If you follow me, you kind of get a gist of it, right? But tune in next Saturday to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style because Neo Soulja is going to interview me. And I don't know what she's going to ask. I told her I want to be surprised. And I'll play some of my favorite people. And, you know, and maybe even open up the phone lines for you to ask me some questions. I want to give a shout-out, you know, not only to Righteous Music Media, to Puzzle Media Marketing, to Top Notch Music and Marketing, you know, to Masham Entertainment, to my new family, Spectrum Music Group. I am so blessed with that opportunity. For those of you that don't know, I just signed, October. The deals were starting to be made in September, but in October I signed as an official A&R rep for Spectrum Music Group, which is an international record label with 5 record labels under the umbrella of Spectrum Music Group. And even just in the short amount of time that I've been with them, I have been exposed and introduced to some art forms, to some industry people that I never in my life even thought or even dreamt of, you know, being exposed to. It's really exciting for me. So, you know, shout out to Spectrum Music Group and Chico for bringing me on board with them. You know, I want to shout out my people here in Seattle. You know, Black Stacks, they've been by my side, you know, since the beginning of Flava News Radio, since 2009. We've gone through good times and bad times together, you know. And not only do we work as industry people together, but we're family. And I think that's a beautiful thing when you can come together in that direction and, you know, and feel that way and be that comfortable, you know, with each other. And I'm very, very blessed to have, you know, J.C. Cage, Silas Black, and Miss Felicia Loud, you know, as part of my world. Shout out to Ms. Monica Monet. That is my girl. You know, when we talk about sister friends, that's my girl. You know, we share life not only as, you know, artists and artist cheerleader, but we share life as sisters. And I'm very, very blessed for that. Mark Van Claggett out there in Baltimore, traveling the world, performing. I have learned and grown so much from working with him and being his business partner. So much of what I do for Marlex Records and for Mark Van Claggett has nothing to do with online stuff. A lot of it is behind the scenes. And I really, really appreciate him. And you know, the trust that he has in me to handle his business and to, you know, to even just be exposed to some of the things that I've been exposed to in working with him. Lamont Carey out there in Washington, D.C., man, he's been by my side since before really all of any of this happened, back when I had my actual coffee shop. Before he's became who he is right now, too. I do a lot of work behind the scenes for him. And, you know, it's been an amazing journey to watch him grow into this amazing spokesperson, mentor, representative of community, advocacy, activism, using his creative soul as a spoken word artist to, you know, creating films and videos and all of that, that affects change. And, you know, to be able to just be a part of that and to support that is such a big, big honor. Then to my big brother, Alvin Horn, out here, he's known me since I was a teenager, and he's definitely seen me go through my ups and downs. We fight like brother and sister, but I love that man to death. I love that man to death, and I'm so glad because he lives close to me now. He used to live so far away, but he lives really, really close to me now. So he's my brother. He's an amazing spoken word artist. You know, the women love him. What can I say? The women love him. They used to flock to my coffee house to see him perform. He also plays stand-up bass. He's got two books out, and he's got a third one out that's coming out here in 2014. Breaststrokes is the first one. I sold tons of them out of Flava Coffee House. Then Perfect Circle, that book was written while he sat in my coffee house. And then One Safe Place is coming out in 2014. So I'm proud of my brother, Alvin Horn. I appreciate the love and support. Shout out to Stephen Jerome Ferguson. I've learned so much from Stephen and what quality music and crisp sound sounds like. You know, gone through, you know, some experiences with him that brought on growth, you know, in understanding creative souls and this industry. So shout out to him. You know, I'm blessed. That's why I talk about, you know, kind of surrounding yourself with good people, surrounding yourself with people that can help uplift you, that can educate you. You know, and I've definitely learned that not all people are going to stay a part of your life. I'm not sure if I really, you know, agree with that whole sense of people come into your life for a reason. I do think that when you do experience them, you do need to turn it into a reason, whether it's learning a lesson, learning to forgive, growing, appreciating, whatever that experience of them was for you. I do honestly believe that you can turn it into some form of positive. And so I'm blessed. I'm blessed with many other experiences that I've gone through. Yeah, there's things that I wish I'd never gone through. There definitely are things I wish I'd never gone through in this industry. But you know what? That's life. And that's just how life is, period, whether you're a part of an industry like this or not, right? But I've been rambling. So let me just jump back in and play some more music for you. What direction do I want to go? Let me see. You know what? I think I'm going to play Abia. This is really sad. I know that somebody has told me how to say this gentleman's name. He's amazing talent. It's either Abia or Abia, A-B-I-A-H. But I want to play a piece called Goodbye featuring Robert Glasper.
Hope it was good for you, like it was good for me. 'Cause now I plan to bid you adieu. No longer get the best of me. The time is come and gone. I've had you stay, but now I'm doomed. heart, it's best to say goodbye. The price to know the difference, I wear the scars so well. Salted wounds will take the time to mend. Weep a loving to the test. You've taken plenty, my cup is empty. Where's my fear? Let's say goodbye.
Farewells can be so hard, it's
Flavor Coffee House online radio style. This is my four-year anniversary month. This is not necessarily my celebration today, you know, but it is the month that I started on the radio 4 years ago. So welcome, come in, sit down, relax, playing some of my favorite music to, you know, sharing some of my thoughts. And in this last set, I played ABIA with Goodbye featuring Robert Glasper. I was pretty excited when I was watching the Grammys and I saw that Robert Glasper had won a Grammy. That was pretty exciting for me. So shout out to Robert Glasper. And then Coley Williams, my girl Coley, she is an amazing support to me. She's a beautiful soul. There's something, when you interact with somebody, you sometimes just really sense how amazing they are. And there's something just so beautiful and strong about that woman. I'm just so excited to have ever encountered her and to be able to have her on my show as a featured guest, you know, a few times. I've had her on twice. But, you know, yeah. I think when I think about music, the music needs to grab you. There needs to be a purpose in the music for you, and I think that's where it sticks. And Coley Williams' music does that for me, but on top of it, she does that for me. So I played her piece, In and Out of Love, going into Stephen Jerome Ferguson with Look Inside, and I think I'm going to be having him on the leopard carpet here pretty soon, so stay tuned for that. going into my girl Jolene over in London with Capture the Moment. So I hope you're enjoying the music I'm playing with you today. Again, tune in next Saturday. I don't offhand know the date because I don't have a calendar in front of me because I haven't even turned my calendar over to November yet. But anyway, tune in next Saturday. My girl Neo Soldier is going to be coming on with me. She's going to interview me. If you think you know something about me, I hope you learn something new this coming Saturday next week. You know, because I just kind of want to share my thoughts and be honest. If you follow me, you know that I'm pretty open and honest, but it may be a repeat of what you know, but maybe you'll learn something new. I love artists, and I hope that next week will really, really impress upon you why I do. Guess what? On Tuesday, I do have some amazing talents, you know, stepping on the leopard carpet with me. They go by the name of Waterseed. And I cannot wait to have this particular group on because they're interesting to me. Waterseed, what does even Waterseed mean? Well, we're going to find out on Tuesday. But this is a group. This isn't just an individual artist. This is a group, and it's an amazing collective of talents and sounds. So definitely tune in Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Waterseed's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet. So you know what? I'm going to play a piece that is off of their brand new CD called Wonder Love 2. Piece is called Show Work and Prove It. Oh, and it's featuring Dane Harris. So again, Show Work and Prove.
Work. Please let tomorrow
There's nothing better than live musicians. In the world and in the era that we live in with all this technology, music can be created in so many different ways. But this last set, I honored those that actually are musicians and play instruments. So starting out with Waterseed with their piece Work and Prove featuring Dane Harris. They are going to be my special guests on the Leopard Carpet this coming Tuesday. So please tune in. They are an amazing, exciting group band, and I cannot wait to really get to know them. I've known their sound, I've played their music, you know, but this will be the first time that I actually get to talk to them and just learn more about them and share that with you. So tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for my feature on the Leopard Carpet with Waterseed. Then I'm going into the next track. Is that one of my favorite producer-songwriters out of Arizona? I think he's an amazing talent. He works with some of the best indie artists there is. That's Paris Tune, and that track featured Miss Nick West with her brand-new single called My Relationship. Then going into one of my favorite people, Matt Cusin. He's doing some amazing things. I'm proud to say that we're part of Spectra Music Group together. He's signed to Spectra Jazz, and he's just been doing some great things. I've been playing him for a few years here on Flava News Radio. I loved having him come on as a featured guest and getting to hear some of his story. I think I'm going to have him come back on the Leopard Carpet sometime here in the near future just to get caught up with him. He's moved from L.A. out to New York now. He's going to be performing in California, though. I want to say Seaside, California, this month, so that's kind of exciting. But he announced, you know, the other day that he was going to go to a hospital and sing for some people, and he shared some really, really beautiful stories of the reaction, you know, that patients had, you know, to him being there and singing for them. So pay attention to Matt Cusin, besides the fact he's one of my Spectrum Music Group family. Then going into one of my favorite local artists. I've known about him for years. I've become, in a sense, reacquainted with him. I think he's exciting to me. And the reason being is that he stands out. There is a look about him. There's a sound about him. It's authentic. It's eclectic. He has a variety. It's very diverse what he can do, you know, from vocals to that guitar of his. It's beautiful. I mean, I definitely have grown in the years to my appreciation in how guitars look, like physically look. He has a beautiful one. So that was Reggie LaFleur with So Well. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm playing, you know, and I thank you. I thank you so much for supporting this show and all the shows that you hear on Flava News Radio. Again, this is 4 years on the air. Never thought that that would happen, right? Never even thought I would even be doing radio. But I love it now. I love coming on air and sharing great talents with you, supporting indie artists. You know, sharing my thoughts. I've definitely gone through some experiences, you know, in supporting artists to then now becoming an actual industry person. And I do think that one day I'm going to write a book. I'm not going to tell names if I share stories. But I think that there are things that people should hear, whether it's just understanding the industry from my perspective, and standpoint to, you know, some of the craziness that goes on in this industry as a underground independent artist, creative soul, and supporter, you know, of those creative souls. So stay tuned. Sometime in the future, I don't know how soon, I'm going to write a book. But this is what I do. This is what I love. And, you know, 4 years just on the air has been exciting for me, you know, but I've been supporting artists. You know, my very first event was in 2004, and that was through a connection that came into my coffee house. I was able to be a part of putting on a great, great jazz cruise here in Seattle on the Spirit of Puget Sound with some great, amazing talents and wonderful people that understand, you know, putting on, you know, something that I guess I don't like the term grown and sexy, but it's, you know, something that I guess I would call seasoned souls would love and appreciate. I started a show that I'm going to do on Friday nights called Seasoned Souls, and I think that there is music out there that a generation of music lovers don't realize is being created that they would love by artists today. We keep falling back on that classic sound, right? That love of a certain music style. And we continue to play that music from back in the day, which is okay because I do it too. But I just want you to know there are artists out there right now that kind of, you know, would pique the interest of somebody say 50 on up. Don't necessarily like to talk about age, but you know what? I'm 53 years old, so I'm really okay with it. So every Friday night, tune in to Seasoned Souls as I it's a listening party right now, but I do want to grow that into, you know, a show that I kind of talk on, maybe have some of those amazing talents, you know, come on and share their thoughts about the music, you know, that they create and the sound and where it comes from. But right now it's a listening party. So that's every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Seasoned Souls. But again, we've got about 20 minutes left in this show. You know, the time goes by so quickly. I hope you're hearing the show okay. We've got, I think there's some internet difficulties, challenges going on. We've got a storm kind of going on here in Seattle. The winds are blowing really, really hard. It was pouring down rain when I woke up this morning, but the winds are blowing really, really hard. And so I think there are some challenges in the connection for the internet this morning. So I hope it hasn't really caused a problem for you to listen. But I'm going to jump back in and play some more music. Let's see, what direction do I want to go now? You know what? I think I probably will play some hip-hop. This young man is somebody that I have much respect for. I think he does everything right when it comes to his music. He's got a beautiful family. He's an amazing person. He's somebody I respect immensely. I want to play a piece by J.C. Flow. And actually, this features one of my family members, Shea Black. This is called Fire to Our World.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I'll be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
You pick my battered soul from day one, my resurrection. Used to feel completely empty until that you mentioned hope, birth, but in the best way. Even on that first day, my heart will forever stay. So wax, you lift the wick, it melted. Every moment, always knew that you were my selection. I spit hard, hard and jargon in every direction. What was good was gone, cuts turned into infection. Days passed, not a second, you're not in my mind. You say you love me for the wrong reasons, but why? Let me prove to you that I am not a waste of time. But you respected me and I'm thankful for that. Feeling like if I showed you my love, that you wouldn't slip through the cracks. Don't wanna know what the Great Depression was to turn your back. Wish I would've worked harder to make a better impression. Yes, I learned my lesson.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me.
You made it easy to choose. You're a standout in a line of women taller than you. Your heart is soft, your personality so bold. You make it warmer whenever you enter a room that's cold. That's why I love, trust, and confide in you. When you're not around, you're wrapped around my mind too. I'm thankful for your presence, your beauty, your iridescence. How do I put into words that my life has been replenished by you? You're my better half, lover, friend, my center act. You stole the whole show the first time you kissed me back. I realized that I have been a selfish fool. Please remember why we got the same tattoo. Mine etched on my wrist, it's all respect. All the days were always meaningful, ever to me. So please give me a chance to pay this debt back and prove to you I'll do what it takes to put us on the right track.
Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am again.
Don't leave me out here in the cold. Don't leave me lost and all alone. Don't leave me broken with nowhere to go. Feeling like I got
fire to our world. I'll be whatever you need me to be, so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire to our world? Maybe you'll finally see me for who I am.
Hey, yeah. Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire to our world? I will be whatever you need me to be, so we can fight through this pain. Can I get a little more gasoline, so I can light fire to our world?
This is Blind Ace. You know I'm talking about. Hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is Blind Ace. And we are all just people. Don't let nobody deceive you. And everybody is evil. This is Blind Ace. You know I'm talking about. Hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is Blind Ace. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you, but everybody is equal.
First of all, where I'm from, we have attitude against government. Some people join a clique and swear to God that they are running. This isn't something you would classify as a hit. Matter of fact, there'll be a small percentage who will fuck with it. I see a lot of talent, but no avenues to get on. Like my brother, his verses are fire like they're lit on. But he's white, he drops the N-bomb, his career is fish on. You close-minded niggas on fire, I wouldn't fit on. Telling me because I'm black, African, or whatever, I can say a word long as it's in the verse of clever. Just because my race winning, I become any better. We're tripping as a group, we need to pull this shit together. But dog, this is where I stand, I will not budge, there is no trying me. You are my family, you lose that title if you lie to me. Tell me not to hate, but then you hate who I am trying to be. Man, this shit is crazy, I hope you can see the irony of blind hate.
You know I'm talking about, hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is blind hate. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you. And everybody is equal, this is blind hate. You know I'm talking about, hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is blind hate. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you. Cause everybody is equal, this is blind hate.
I'ma lose some fans when I speak on it. But Sunday morning, mom and pops will sleep on it. When it comes to supper, they praise the Lord and they preach on it. This is poetic justice, I hope you're calling me a sonnet. When I was growing up, my real father was hidden. I get classified as different cause I question my religion. They say, don't you worry, we'll pray for you until you're forgiven. But this is my opinion, I hope you people are kidding. Look, I keep a small circle, they're more than me, wouldn't call them friends. No, I wouldn't change, that's a concern to all my fans. This is my therapy, I'm like a grenade without my pen. That means I'm about to blow, so cover me while I'm going in. Everything I said, yes, I'll go in the own too. If you really get judged, I'll get one call and I'll phone you. You get one chance, and I'm going to take it like a crook. I'm open like a book, I hope you people look. Go ahead.
Blind hate, and know I'm talking about. Hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is blind hate. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you. And everybody is equal, this is blind hate. You know I'm talking about, hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is blind hate. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you. Cause everybody is equal, this is blind hate. You know I'm talking about, hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is blind hate. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you. And everybody is equal, this is blind hate. You know I'm talking about, hope you open up your mind before you open up your mouth. This is blind hate. And we are all just people, don't let nobody deceive you. Cause everybody is equal, this is blind hate.
Getting their hair braids, go to grandma's house to get some candy and cake during the summertime. picture on your TV, cause where I'm from, it's real, and that's what she be your friends too. Life's about to get shut down, the drugs get went bad, that's why you hear good sound.
That's
he ain't a gangster, that's why he took a slug to the chest. It was one day out of the week, he forgot to wear a vest. Prostitutes working block to block to get paid. Like Monica said, it's just one of them days. I pray and thank God for every breath that I take. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even be awake. A lot of people I know can't afford nice things. They're just happy with the clothes and the stuff that you bring. This is reality, kicking in, make you think twice. I'm proud to say I'm from the ghetto, and it's far life. Real lyrics, prepared to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, kicking in, cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepared to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, kicking in, cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. I'm known for rockin' party, representing my state. So I had to switch it up to let you know I ain't fake.
That's
sometimes
right.
You gotta stop what you're doing. Could be going in a blink. Crack addict, roaming the streets for a hit. Your homeboys on the corner, drinking and getting lit. When I was young, I used to climb trees outside. Also in the 8th grade, my great grandmother died. It was a shock. No more coffee or slapping bean eggs or brain for breakfast, if you know what I mean. This is real. Thing that I'm saying is the truth. It's like a bottle of liquor. You know, 100 proof. I'm not a gangster, not even a thug. I'm just me, a legendary rapper laying it down like a G. Not talking about whips, rims, or even ice. You can relate to this, cause it's called ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepared to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, I'm sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life. Real lyrics, prepared to get cut like a knife. You won't believe, cause I'm deep in your soul, I'm too nice. This is reality, I'm sticking in cold like ice. I'm coming straight, cause I really know about ghetto life.
Reason it's post, they buy a platinum.
admit that they being fake. Come on! Stay true to me, nothing that they could do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak. Think you're using me, really ain't nothing new to me. Guessing your dudes are through with me, let my music speak. Wishing granted from energy to the talent and knowledge and that I have it. Let my music speak. Single-handed, not going the way I planned it. But damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak.
I'm going to conquer all the competition, smarter all the players, the soul slayer that eat them all alive but save the eyes for later. I'm done with favors, I'm through making excuses. If the strongest are the ones to survive, I'm riding true and ruthless. Just try to catch me, I blow up if you gon' tempt me. I show up just for the showdown, won't bow down to where you sent me. Resent me, my soul is empty, protect me from all your power. Devour this independently, reasons for you to cower. Serious, know the serious, furious, beat the hateable. Powerful is decision and wisdom is for the capable. Looking to be relatable, that's inescapable. Long as I'm staying honest, this goddess won't be mistakable. I feel magnificent, closer to where the magic is. Having it isn't half of the battle, like can I grab it? It's rabbit, it's going faster, but tortoise is breaking habits. And man, it's getting down to the finish, you win the challenge. Gravity got distracted, tortoise just kept on at it. In fact, it's a tortoise passing, and rabbit's not understanding, but I do. It means they on your mother, grinding in time. That finish line is really miles behind you. Staying true to me, nothing that they can do to me. Taking the game musically, let my music speak. Think you're using me, really ain't nothing new to me. Guessing your dudes are through with me. Let my music speak. Wishing granted from energy to the talent and knowledge and that I have it. Let my music speak. Single-handed, not going the way I planned it. But damn it, I'm in it standing. Let my music speak.
Let my music speak.
Everybody who's tuned in to Flavor Coffee House online radio style this morning, thank you so much for sharing this time with me. I hope you enjoyed the music that I'm playing. This is my four-year anniversary month, and I'm really excited about that. It wasn't something that I even realized until I looked at the calendar and said, it's November. Why is this month significant? Well, it's significant because 4 years ago I started, you know, being a radio show host, never thinking that 4 years later I would still be here, but it's something that I love. I want to invite you to come back next Saturday and join us here online at the Coffee House. I'm going to celebrate next Saturday. You'll get to to learn more about me. My girl Neo Soldier is going to come on, and she's going to actually interview me. I told her to ask the hard questions. I want you to really, really get to know me and why I do what I do and why I think the way that I do. So take care. God bless. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Have a great, great day.